Hey all, thanks for tuning in to a very special episode of ID Sports. Here to talk to us today, we have Florian Vallot from the New York Red Bulls. Thank you for joining us here today at ID Sports.
Thank you, guys, for having me.
All right, Florian Vallot is a member of the New York Red Bulls, now entering his fourth season in MLS. Vallot attended Rider University before joining the 2016 USL Championship-winning Red Bull 2 squad. Since joining the senior team, Florian has 39 starts over his first 3 years, including 5 goals and 7 assists. Florian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks again.
Okay, Vallot, your injury history with Red Bull has been well-documented. Torn ACLs in consecutive seasons, but recently a successful return, playing all 23 games in 2020. First of all, congrats on your comeback, and how are you feeling?
Thank you. I'm feeling great. Honestly, it was a big achievement for me to be able to play every game in a really condensed season last year, playing every 3 or 4 days. I didn't know how my body was going to respond to it, but I'm really happy the way it did. I think that all the work that I put in over the last 2 years has been great, and I've shown rewards last year.
That's quite an accomplishment. Let's start at the beginning. You came to the United States in 2014 to attend Rider University. I'm sure you had a lot of different options on where to finish your college. Why at 21 did you choose the United States?
Like a little bit before coming into the US, I was playing at the Academy in Monaco, and I was released and didn't have a really good year. Like didn't play, didn't find a team, didn't work. And I was like, I need a new beginning. I need to go somewhere different. I need to experience something new. And this opportunity came up earlier in 2014. I did some tryouts and I was able to get the attention of some college teams. And that's how I ended up at Rider. I thought like going to the United States was something cool with a full ride, a full scholarship, a writer, and be able to experience the college life here in the US was pretty unique. So I was like, I need to do something different. And that's why I jumped in.
Hey, Florian, this is Alex. How does living in Tri-State compare to living in France when you came here, Rider University? I know Lawrenceville is a small New Jersey city down south, New Jersey. How did it compare living in France? This year, was it like shocking at first, like some of the things you saw, or how was it?
It was different because it's more like countryside-ish. I was from the suburbs of Paris, and then I spent 3 years in Monaco as well, which is like Monaco is kind of like, it's really luxury, a lot of money, a lot of right stuff. And so it was, I like countryside. I'm from the south originally, the south of France. So it was not a big shock to me. I really liked it. And Rider was a really small university with great people. So I really enjoyed my time there, but New York is a different experience. City especially, it's just an amazing city. I love it. I'm more in love than I'm more in love of New York City than I am in Paris.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I think the vibe corresponds to me a little bit better, like fits me better than Paris. So I'm really enjoying my life here.
Cool. All right. Thank you. In an interview you did recently with the Rider News, you mentioned an injury-filled senior year and your intentions to not pursue a career in soccer after graduation. Can you just talk a little bit about the process that brought you to where you are today?
Going into my senior year, I went to PDL. I played at Seattle for PDL during that summer, and I played a lot. I didn't have a lot of a break, and I came back for my senior year. I was a little bit hurt. I had hamstring injuries, and I think I did not treat it properly. And going into November, December, which we usually is like tryout periods for like teams, I was a bit tired. I was a bit injured, and I kept doing different tryouts. And I was like, I did okay. And I thought like it was fun, but I didn't think it was good enough to be called and be invited to practice with the first team. So I was like, I'm going to enjoy that, finish my year, graduate in May of 2016, and just go find somewhere else to go somewhere else, do something different, start working. And I was lucky enough to do well at Red Bulls, and then that Jesse Marsh really liked me and really took a chance on me. So I'm really thankful for that. That's for sure.
Great. Hey, Flo, I want to ask you a question. In 2020, when COVID hit, MLS shut down and we were the first league to come back. Talk about the experience in the bubble down in Orlando, from playing 9 o'clock games and 90-degree heat to being in isolation to the daily testing? Like, was it scary at the beginning? Like, how were you and your players when it first happened? And like, as the tournament went on, how did it go?
It was a unique experience. I was lucky enough to not play at 9 a.m. in the morning, because I think this one is tough. You have to wake up early and then you hit 10:30. This is mid game and it's like you hit like 35, 40 degrees. It's really tough. Wow. But I felt really secure in that bubble. I know we didn't have a lot of freedom in movements. There was not much things to do, but we did what we could. Not stay together because we had our separate rooms, but we tried to hang out with each other, like outside, enjoy the small amenities that they had for us, like the pool or the things. I think it was a well-organized tournament. It was probably tough for certain players to have families and other stuff going on to be away from them for such a long period of time. But for a guy like me who was kind of single, didn't have anybody else or anything to attend, it was pretty good.
You may be single, but out of all the negatives to come out of 2020, one positive, that is us animal lovers got to spend a little more time at home. You have the now Instagram famous dog Simba. Just want to know how he's doing and how's he dealing with you going back to work?
It's been difficult because he's one lucky dog. I think he travels more than the average people, I think, because every year I bring him back to France and he gets spoiled. My dad just retired, so he spent a lot of time with him. He got used to having someone with him all the time. And now that I'm back and I have to go back to practice and have my routine back, it's kind of like, I feel bad, but I think he has a better life than most dogs. So I'm like not complaining too much, and I hope he's not complaining too much, but he's really needy. He needs the attention all the time. He needs to be taken care of. So, but it's good. It's good to have him.
You guys can't see it right now, but you know that during the final cut, there's going to be dog pictures all over the screen when that's going on. With those injuries behind you, with the 2020 COVID behind you, do you have any personal goals, either goal assist totals, playing time? What are your goals heading into 2021?
2021, yeah, it's going to be, you don't know what COVID's going to be like again this year. We've seen the starting date being moved again to April 17th from April 3rd. So I don't know how it's going to play out. Are we going to play every 3 or 4 games? Are we going to play one game every week? Are we going to play 34 games this year? What kind of formation are we going to play with this new coach? I have no idea. The only thing I know is that I've prepared well enough to be really competitive this year. And then after going through 2020 with success for me, like playing every game, I think I can set goals to be more productive for the team, depending on where I'm going to play, if I'm going to play. So it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be a fun year, and I'm ready to start it.
So getting a little into the personnel side of things, after 3 years of losing captains with Kleschian, Dax, McCarty, Luis Robles, all leaving the team consecutively, some supporters were surprised with Sean Davis being the newest captain of Red Bull in 2020. You've played with Sean since 2016 in that Red Bull 2 championship winning season. What is it about Sean that makes him a strong choice for captain?
Yeah, he's a natural leader on and off the field. And I think that's what we needed. We needed someone that was able to bring all the players together, that was here to listen to the players as well, and to make not the transition, but the connection between players and a coach. And he's been there the longest. I think he was the ideal choice for the team. And I really enjoy having him as a captain. I think he's a good guy to look up to, and he's a good model for the young guys as well.
Hey, Flo, I want to ask you a question. What's your best moment so far as a Red Bull player?
4-0 win over New York City. It's my first derby.
Oh, yeah. I've been a fan since 96. Let me tell you something. Two jobs I always want you guys to do, beat NYCFC and beat DC United. No excuses. I love that you responded that way. That for us hardcore fans, that's exactly what we wanted to hear.
That was a special game because my mom and dad were they were visiting me that week, and then
perfect
winning at home, being in front of, like, playing in front of them, scoring a goal. It was just the best day of my honestly my football career. I think it was really, I think that I made him proud, so I was really happy about that.
We really believe you, because that answer was just clear and you were right at it. The day, that's the game. I love it. Do you have any plans once you retire? You see a lot of players going into coaching, going into front office stuff. You mentioned that you were going to leave soccer altogether. What does the future hold?
I don't know. I have a lot of ideas. I'm hoping I can still play until like maybe almost 8 to 10 years, even with having surgery on my knees. But I love playing. I retired the day I'm like not having much fun and not being happy on the field anymore. I want to stick into like in this sport, especially probably in the United States. I think you guys are, this country is like restructuring his whole soccer/football, I don't know, project going into 2026. I think they're going to need quality trade coaches, quality academy directors, like, because they're building all the academies. They want to do like a Europe-like type of a league, and I'm really looking forward to it. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on the playing side, but I'm having a look at what's off, like being off the field is like as well.
This is IED Sports, so we need to have, you know, the branding. So we're doing the IED Sports Express Lane round. We're going to ask you quick questions. First thing that comes to mind, you let us know. And Alex, you're going to start us out here.
Well, do you have any hobbies besides soccer outside the sport?
Yeah, probably you guys know, but I'm collectioning Pokemon cards. I have quite a decent amount, which is like right next to me. I also like enjoy reading, golfing when the weather is good. But right now is mainly Pokemon.
All right. If you could travel anywhere in the world free of charge, where would it be and why?
I'm going to say I have a top two. It'd be Japan for like, I don't know, 3 months to do the whole country. I think I'm really fascinated by the history of Japan, the culture as well. And I want to go backpacking in Peru and go to the Machu Picchu and all those things down in South America. I think that would be a dream.
Flo, when you're not training, you wanted to, and you're probably on a strict diet. Do you have a cheat food you like to go to when no one's paying attention?
Cheat food. I have a strong sweet tooth. It's chocolate. I eat a lot of chocolate. All my teammates will tell you, like, they know, like, if we get cookies, for example, at dinner or when we go on road trips or lunch, whatever, they'll see me grabbing 4 or 5 and they'll be like, what are you?
You prefer scoring goals or putting up assists?
Putting up assists.
On the Red Bulls, who do you think, who's the best dressed player when you go on the road trips or when you guys are hanging? Who's the best dressed player on the Red Bulls?
Well, on road trips, we have to wear Red Bull gear. I'm going to exclude myself. I'm probably going to say Amro Tarek, maybe.
Is there one player on the team who thinks they're the best dressed player? That's a yes. That smile is a yes.
Not really. I don't think, because I don't think they take it seriously.
I was going to say Daniel Royer.
From what no.
I
see with
post. No? I think, okay.
I don't think he cares.
Okay.
I think he is the best dressed player. I would have said Tim Parker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you had to make a prediction, who is going to lead Red Bull in assists next season?
Me.
Oh, I love that answer. That's the way. That's what we want to hear, Flo. Love it. Love it. Love the confidence.
We're going to finish up here. Again, thank you so much for joining us. There might be some young kids, maybe some people battling with injuries themselves. Do you have any advice, anything that you'd want to say?
Yeah, I think the most important is you guys have to have a plan. It's not an option to give up. I think it's too easy. I went through it twice. I think what helped me was having a plan, knowing what I needed to do and sticking to it, even though it's going to be hard, it's going to be painful. You have to push through it and then you'll get out of it like stronger mentally and physically as well. And I think I can attest to myself that I did really well and I'm doing better every year because I've learned a lot about my body and my mindset as well. And so just don't give up, persevere, chase your dream if you have dreams and just, yeah, work for it. And work always pays off. So that's all I have to say.
Flo, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.